Hello, everyone. I hope that this is better late than never. How are you guys doing? How does it feel to live in America knowing that without the invention and usage of body cam footage, we would be effed more than we are today? Because now we have camera phones. The Sonya Massie murder was not shot with a camera phone, as we know, it was shot with a body cam. So, how does it feel to know that this is how law enforcement behaves while they're being filmed? How does that feel? What does it make you think about everything that all of the murders, all of the abuse and murders that haven't been captured by body cams or dash cams? How does that make you feel? So, I can tell you right now, as a black woman, even though I've been accused of, I've said this several times. I think somebody left a comment basically trying to say I'm a white racist. Anyways, as a black woman, I feel that the Sonya Massie video is life-changing because it just shows how far some police officers will go to murder people who look like myself, who look like Massey, who look like everyone else who's been gunned down. So, this happened on July 6th, and we are just hearing about it last week. And Sonya's family says that they were told that she killed her, that she shot herself. This is all with body cameras rolling. You can know someone or you could be the victim, and people are gonna hear that you shot yourself, that you killed yourself. I feel like this Sonya Massie video, I feel like it raises questions. I won't say anything slanderous, so I'm pausing. But I feel that it raises questions in my mind about what happened to Sandra Bland. And I don't really talk about these topics on the podcast. This is not a news, this is not a hard news podcast. And this podcast has obviously evolved from me talking about one topic, one program, to expanding. But there was a separate video of Sandra Bland that came out, not the one that was popularly circulating. There was a second video that came out months, if not a year later or so, and I think it was her camera phone video of her filming her interaction with a police officer. And the way how he was screaming, yelling, and cursing at her, it broke my heart because that screaming and yelling and cursing that Sandra Bland received just because she didn't want to put out her cigarette that she bought, that she is smoking in her vehicle in the supposed land of the free country, that infuriated that dickless police officer. And he was just very, very, very aggressive towards her. I would love to know if that man has a daughter and if he wants men to talk to his daughter like that. That's assuming he has a dick that works. Anyway, so it's like I kind of draw. So law enforcement was saying Sandra killed herself, and Sandra's family said she just got a new job. She was thriving. She was excited. They doubt it. Seeing this video raises questions. Now, of course, those questions were always initially raised, but it raises more questions simply because Sonia's family was told that Sonia killed herself. That Sonia shot herself. So it's the same story, except we got a body cam video of what actually happened. And I'm mentioning Sandra and how that police officer was talking to Sandra because in the case of Sonia, she was told, the cop told her that he will shoot her in her fucking face, and he shot her in her fucking face. So Sandra was yelled at very aggressively and violently, and the same thing happened to Sonia, was also yelled at very aggressively and violently. And imagine the last words you're hearing is, I will shoot you in your fucking face. A gun is pointed in your face, and then bang, bang, bang. That is how Sonia went out. And I watched her video. I watched the police footage video of it, not the little pieces on social media or the news outlets commenting. I watched the actual police footage, the body cam footage. And I will get into what happened. As I said, I usually don't really broach these topics. It's not worth it for a lot of content creators. First of all, the bigots come out. Just on Twitter, the bigots are so happy to spread their, to post their racist comments. That's what they live for. They live for things like this. So, content creators, not all of them are willing to dip into a topic like this because it's not worth it. You're inciting people who are so worthless. So, you just rather keep your hands clean of the entire situation. But then I saw this video and I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to call the police anymore. Period. End of story. I need to do my research because I know that there are different organizations that you can call when you need help. And they are not the police, and they are not going to tell you that they will shoot you in your fucking face and then shoot you in your fucking face. So after watching the video, I was like, okay, I know that there are alternate resources out there. I need to plug those into my phone. Unfortunately, I haven't done my research at the time of this recording, which is 11:32 Pacific today, Monday. But if I do my research, I will try to share that information in a separate episode or post it somewhere, like in a links, bio links or something. So let me fast forward to what happened to Sonia. So on July 6th, I think they said 12 a.m. or so, she called 911, said that she was hearing noises outside. She suspected that somebody was outside her home, possibly trying to break into her home. Since this story has broke, her family has come out and said that she is schizophrenic, if I'm not mistaken. So the police officers come, they shine their flashlights, they walk around the home, nobody is there. Then they come to the door, and I never caught it, but apparently the first thing Sonia said is, don't hurt me, or please don't hurt me, to them. Well, you know, I guess that worked out, right? So they come to the door, and you could tell very early on that she's not right upstairs. Because she's just like, I'm trying to call someone. Okay, so I'm watching it right now. Sonia's like, someone's outside my home. And Sonia is saying, like, oh, well, I'm trying to help you all. That's what Sonia says. And Grayson says, what do you need help with? And she's like, I'm trying to help. And she has her phone out. She's confused. So then he asks her, she says she hasn't taken her meds or whatever, and then he wants her driver's license so he could, quote-unquote, get out of her hair and be done. But I'm skipping ahead a little bit. Basically, the police officers, they saw a black SUV near her home, and they keep asking her, is that your SUV in there? And she says no. And they're like, you just let somebody park there? And she's like, it's not mine, blah, blah, blah. So at that point, they became suspicious. The cops became suspicious that there was an SUV parked in her driveway that she says is not hers. And I feel that at that point, they wanted a story. They wanted something to do. Because they came to her home, nobody's outside, an SUV is outside, she says she doesn't know whose it is. Then they want her ID to file a report. She can't find her ID. And she had boiling water on the stove, and then, what is this guy's name? Grayson? Is it Matthew Grayson, or what the fuck is this asshole's name? Let me see. They didn't put his name in this. So I could Google it. Anyways, shooter. I'm going to call the police officer who murdered this woman shooter, actually. That's better. So then shooter says, turn that pot off. We don't want a fire breaking out here. Okay, so like, did this man go to kindergarten? I want to know, since when has a pot of hot water caused a house to burn down? That's what I would love to know. Someone needs to let me know how that works. Because I just don't think it's a thing. And I don't see what the pot of water had to do with them filing their police report. This is how useless this sorry excuse for a man is. He goes, nobody's outside. She don't know who the SUV belongs to. It possibly belongs to her. And now, all of a sudden, a pot of hot water has to be turned off. For what reason? I will never know. Because hot water don't cause fires. Then Sonia says, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. She said it twice. This is such a common thing for black people to say. But to a white person who knows shit about religion, shit about how religious people speak, shit about like how religious black people could be, knows nothing about something that's such a common thing to say. He thought that was a threat. So if that's a threat, how is the guns on your body? How is that, how does a woman in her kitchen, how can she compete with the guns on your body, sir? And how is this magical pot of water, hot water, how is that supposed to scald you? How is that supposed to, like, burn, give you third degree burns when you are so many feet away? That's what I would love to know. Now, Sonia's family said that she has schizophrenia. I'm about positive that's what they said. I would love to know what is wrong with the shooter. The shooter, in my opinion, his actions are not the actions of someone mentally sound, mentally stable. He is a panicker. He is a fatalist. He is a bigot. He is someone who shouldn't be having a gun. Because if your idea of a threat is being told, someone saying they'll rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and someone having a pot. First of all, like, you shouldn't even told her to turn off the pot. But you tell her to turn off the pot because you're an idiot. You claim it's going to burn the house down. Then, like, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you for you to be so afraid of a pot of water? What the fuck is wrong with you? Something's broken in your brain, as far as I'm concerned. Period. Because I don't know how we make the leap between a hot pot of water being something that's going to take you out. And you are so eager to fight for your life and defend your life that you fulfill on your promise of shooting this woman, or you fulfill on your threat of shooting this woman in her face. You deliver on that promise. For what? For what? So, Sonia listens. He tells her to turn off the pot of water. She says, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. She said that twice. He says he will shoot her in her fucking face. And so she pours out the water, apparently, and he's telling her to drop the pot, drop the pot, drop the pot. How are you supposed to drop a pot that's hot? How are you supposed to drop a pot that's not just hot, that's filled with hot water? That's the part that I need to know. I need to know why the same fucking pot of water that you think is going to take you out is supposed to be safe for the woman holding the pot, for her to drop said pot 5 feet to the ground. I need to know how the water in that pot that is being dropped 5 feet to the ground is not supposed to burn the pot holder. So again, what was all this about? What was it about? He's telling her to drop the pot. He points a gun in her face. She crouches down. She ducks, which is what you do when someone is pointing a gun in your face. And then it's bang, bang, bang. And then it's curtains. In her head, it's curtains. And the shooter's fellow cop wants to help. He wants to try to save Sonia. And then the shooter says he doesn't want to waste his medical supplies on her because he shot her in the head. And it's fatal, is basically what he's saying. So then the other officer goes to Sonia and applies pressure to her wound with a towel. And for 6 minutes, Sonia's bleeding out. I hope she was brain dead at that point. I hope she didn't know what was going on, but you hear her breathing. It is like such a gruesome video. Such a gruesome video. This man has 2 DUIs, has jumped around from like 5 different jobs in the police force. And now he is on trial for, I guess they're saying, first degree murder. And I don't know why I don't know why this has to be. I don't know why this has to be our story. I don't know why. I don't know why we are not allowed to safely exist. I'm really not trying to be emotional because I feel like that's what some racists want. This woman, this mother of two, she shouldn't have been by herself. She really shouldn't have been by herself. Is being by herself caused her to call the police for help. And that was the end of her. I don't know. All I know is that people who can murder or all the forms of racism, it's systemic, it's widespread. The people who could actually harm my people do. They do. Period. When you see footage like this, it doesn't feel like there's an end in sight. I don't feel like there's a goddamn end in sight. So. Sonia's dad is so mad. And would you want anyone that you care about to go out in this way? When you think about it, it's like, not only do you not want them to go out in this way, but this is what the world sees of the person you love. Their life ending this way is up for public consumption. I don't know. Anyways, that's all I have to say. I was determined to not to, I was determined not to get emotional and I failed. I failed because like my throat is all fucked up right now. You know how like crying, it just like your throat gets fucked up. Your nose gets fucked up. I don't know. I'm gonna end this before I keep it going, but all right, I gotta go.